What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite. You can't have a favorite, y'all. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder, and I use my platforms, over a million people now, to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, asking the question, is it worth it? Literally, is it worth it to stay in these toxic relationships with narcissistic people? People with narcissistic traits, people with borderline, people with whatever. Some of these people that are not making you happy. Is it worth it in the end? I have to ask this question to people all the time. I'm like, what? People are like, I don't know what it is. And I ask people all the time when I'm talking to them over Zoom or one-on-ones and things like that. I was like, what are you gaining from this relationship other than doing it? Other than getting your cheeks clapped or clapping, putting the cheeks on them. Like, what are you gaining? What are you gaining here? Is it love? Love is not enough. I know I say this all the time. Like, I call it narcissistic math, M-A-T-H. I know my thick southern drawl mixes some of my words, but it's the North Carolina in me right there. Narcissistic math. It's like when you subtract that narcissistic person from your life, what is left? What are you losing? Sorry, y'all. I don't have corona. I'm vaccinated.
Believe you can get the Delta variant. Conspiracy theories.
What are you losing? When you subtract that narcissistic person from your life, what exactly are you losing? I'm asking right now, what are you losing by subtracting that person from your life? A lot of other than their body, other than their presence, other than their physical being, what are you losing? So many people take so long to answer that question. It's always nothing. Most of the people say nothing. I'm not losing anything except their body, except their presence. And that's, and I was like, is that enough for you to be in this perpetual state of unhappiness? Is it enough? For the narcissist, it's enough. Like, my presence is enough to show you that I love you. And that's in my mind. That's how my mind works. In a narcissist's mind, my body being here, my presence being here, should be enough to let you know that I love you. Me, like, you can ask that question all you want to. You don't tell me that you love me anymore. I'm just be like, look, I'm here, Artna. I'm here. Like, me being here should be enough to show you that I love you. Like, I can be anywhere else in the world, but I'm here with you. On the flip side of it, is that enough for you? Is it worth it to stay in there just for my body, just for my presence being there to show you? And that's not going to change either. It's not going to change. This is what you have to accept, because that's going to be this consistent answer. If you choose to stay in this relationship, that's going to be the consistent answer that you're going to get. I show you by being here. I show you by having kids with you. I show you by marrying you. I show you by clapping your cheeks. I show you all this type of stuff right there. I show you love through that. I don't have to tell you I love you all the time. Is that worth it? Is it not part of your love language? Is that worth it? I'm asking a legitimate question. Is that worth it to you? It has to be worth it to you. It just has to. And a lot of times it's not worth it to me. In my brain, I don't think it's worth it. But like, y'all, you stay in these relationships because the hope of it. I'm holding out hope that it'll change. It's been 15 years. What more hope do you have? Now you got kids. Now everything is now you adding things to the equation. Now, if it was just you and that narcissistic person, you can do the narcissistic math thing, where if you subtract that narcissist, the only thing you're missing out of your life is their body, their presence. But the longer you stay, the more variables you add to the equation. You start adding kids. You start adding finances. You start adding credit cards and cars and houses and family and friends. So now if you subtract that narcissist, guess what's still there now? You do narcissistic math later on in the relationship. Guess what's still there now? Kids, house, family. You see, everything now, the equation has changed dramatically. So the longer you stay in these relationships holding out hope, is the worse it gets for you. I promise you. Misplaced hope is a dangerous thing. 100%. Misplaced hope is 100% a dangerous thing. People come in my inbox like, you just gave me hope that my narcissist get changed. Don't take hope from me. I tell you all the time, I was like, I haven't changed. Like, this is what you want? You see my internet persona. This is not the real me. You meet me in real life, you probably will. Honestly, if you meet me in real life, you probably still like me. because I want you to like me. I'm going to tell this stuff. I'm going to love bomb you as a friend, as a confidant, as an associate. I'm going to love bomb you and make you laugh and have the same interest as you. Just like love bombing in a relationship dynamic, I'm going to love bomb a friendship. Tell you what you want to hear. Hey, I like country music too. Hey, I like this. Hey, I like that. I know that band. I know this type of stuff. We're gonna vibe. Like, man, Lee, man, I met him in real life. He vibe. He really is the truth. Not realize you got a love bomb. You happy? You skipping home? That's how it works. So I ask you again. I circle back to the question again. Is it worth it? What are you getting here? You losing? You gaining weight? You might be losing weight. You don't smile as much. Your hair might be falling out. You're unhappy. You don't see your friends and family as much anymore. You can't. Your voice is not being heard in the house. You get belittled every time you open your mouth. Is it worth it? And some people hear all of that right there and still say yes. It's worth it. At least I'm not by myself. And then right there, you just told yourself because you're scared to be by yourself. Being by yourself is crazy scary. Being by yourself, being alone for a little while. Oh my God. That's my greatest fear. And the narcissist knows that and they play on it. Nobody else is going to want you other than me. Good luck finding somebody else to deal with you. Good luck finding somebody else to deal with your BS. Because good luck. You never find anybody like me. And that should be the point right there. When they say that you never find anybody like me, is that necessarily a bad thing? Is it a bad thing that you'll never find anybody else like them? A lot of times it's no. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because look how they've been treating you for years. Some of these times, sometimes I talk to people on my one-on-ones that have been in relationships with these people for like a month, 2 months, and they get out of it, and they're still mentally damaged. If they can get mentally damaged in 2 months, 3 weeks, 3 months, imagine the effects that have been going on with you for 15 years, 20 years, 1 year, 2 years. That's why they try to trap you so quickly, y'all, because if they can trap you so quickly, if they can change that narcissistic math equation really, really quickly, if they can start adding other variables and other constants to it that they can add a baby, that changes the equation up. You're trapped now. You're trapped now. It's like it becomes a PEMDAS problem. They add parentheses. You can't just subtract me now. I added parentheses to the problem. You can't subtract me now. I got a baby here. You can't subtract me. I'm here for the rest of my life. Now, instead of just being a variable, I become a constant in your life. Ooh. 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 That's why I don't cut these, y'all. You hear that? See, if you're a mathematically inclined person, you got that right there. You got that right there, didn't you? Because the longer I stay in your life, the easier I transition from being a variable to a constant. Constants don't go away. That plus C you see at the end of you don't see at the end of a lot of equations is still there. Every equation has a constant in it plus C, because C doesn't change anything. C doesn't change the outcome. C doesn't change the outcome of the equation. It's just there. It's the placeholder. I'm a constant in your life right now because now we got a baby. Now we got a mortgage. Now we got family. Now we got family reunions and we got people know it. We got our lives are intertwined more than what they used to be. Narcissistic math. Ooh, that was a good one. Y'all, hey, if you are mathematically inclined, you know that was a good one. If y'all don't know, I have a degree in industrial and systems engineering from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, NCANT, Aggie Pride in Greensboro, North Carolina. So look, is it worth it, y'all? Answer that question to yourself, because my camera battery is actually about to go dead, so I'm going to cut this thing short. I don't want it to go dead and have to start over, because my one-on-one is about to kick up in like 4 minutes. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in so much. Ask yourself that question. Is it worth it? Is it worth staying in this perpetual state? I truly appreciate everybody listening to this, watching this. Like and subscribe for more. Apple Music, Spotify, hit that 5-star rating for me. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.